I am Susan Young. I am chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is the Pacifica National Board regular session teleconference meeting of Thursday, May 2nd, starting time 8:30 EST, and at the moment we are at 8:36 Eastern Standard Time. Madam Secretary, will you please take the roll?
Yes. Answer when you hear your name. Irene Adams. All right, Teresa Allen.
Allen is present.
Thank you, Teresa. Todja Brown. I'll keep going. Donna Carter.
Present.
Thank you, Donna. Paul DiRienzo. Jim Dingaman.
Here.
Thank you, Jim. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Thank you, Vanessa. Fred Dodsworth.
I am your present.
Thank you, Fred. Jan Goodman.
I'm here. I'm here, Jan Goodman.
Gotcha. Thank you, Jan. Heather Gray.
Here.
Thank you, Heather. Avalia Jones.
Present.
Thank you, Avalia. Zach Caldbeer.
Present.
Thank you, Zach. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Thank you, Darlene. Ron Pinchback. I'll keep going. Myla Reason.
I'm here.
Thank you, Myla. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Thank you, Sean. Serene Roberts. I'll keep going. Minerva Sanders.
Present.
Thank you, Minerva. Richard Uzel.
Here.
Thank you, Richard. Harvey Wasserman.
No news.
Harvey must be here. Egberto Willis.
I'm here.
Thank you. Egberto Willis.
Here.
Thank you, Egberto. Susan Young.
Here.
All right, let me go around again. Irene Adams.
Let me just note, Irene has requested an excused absence.
Gotcha. Thank you.
He said he would be late.
Okay. Paul DiRienzo. All right. Ron Pinchback.
Present.
Thank you, Ron. Serene Roberts. Serene, if you're talking, you're muted.
We see her tile.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll give her a chance to acknowledge her presence at some point and mark her presence.
I'm here. I don't know why I was muted in the system. I didn't mute myself.
Okay. But I heard you now. Okay. And marked you present. Let me keep going. Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Thank you, Stephanie. Arthur Schwartz, I don't know that we expect him this early. Julie Hewitt, I am here. Okay. Madam Chair, you have quorum.
Madam Chair, may I mention that other present is Aki Tanaka.
So we're going to move on with the agenda, and Aki's potential role will be addressed very soon in the agenda. Preliminary items, we've been through call to order, roll call, report out from the executive session of April 18th meeting. The PNB met in closed session to discuss confidential legal, contractual, financial, and personnel issues. Pursuant to a previous PMB motion, WBAI Station and National Management will meet with the NFC as soon as feasible. Excused absences. I did hear that Irene requested an excused absence. Does anyone know of anyone else? Is there any objection to excusing Irene's absence? Hearing none, that is excused. Identify timekeepers. Timekeepers for people.
That's me.
Fred, thank you for agreeing to do that. Are there timekeepers for issues?
Okay, this is Minerva. I'll step in for Irene at this time.
Thank you.
Love you.
Sorry if that was an inappropriate statement, but I'm delighted you're willing to do that. Okay, agenda approval for the open portion of the agenda, and I will read it. Approve open session minutes, March 21, 2024, and April 18, 2024, 5 minutes. Motion to update Pacifica's standing rules on electronic meetings. See appendix 15 minutes when we get to that. I will. Are you saying something to me, Julie?
Yeah, I changed the order. Item 4 is recording secretary.
Okay. Right. Okay.
What you just read was item 5. Sorry.
Sure. So item 5, what I'm reading is item 5 will be item 4. It's recording secretary, 5 minutes. Item 6, strategic planning committee, 5 minutes. Motion ratifying elections for strategic planning committee, see the appendix. Convener for strategic planning committee meeting. Item 7, report from the NFC on WPFW budget, 5 minutes. ED number 8, ED report and Q&A, 30 minutes. Number 9, old business, and see appendix on these, 60 minutes. Motion on programming committee, motion on strategic planning committee, motion on technology task force, motion from Serene Roberts on executive sessions, motion from Serene Roberts on accurate records, motion from Jim Dingaman on independent investigation of state of the archives, motion from Serene Roberts on audit committee, 10, new business, again, see an appendix, 30 minutes, motion from Serene Roberts on director's access, B, motion from Serene Roberts on clarifying board terms, C, motion from Serene Roberts on meeting rosters. 11, motion to move into closed session at a time no later than 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Rise and report will be at the end of that, and item 24, adjourn at time certain, 11:59. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Madam Chair,
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Is there a second?
I'd like Chair.
Can somebody second? Before there's discussion or a motion to amend, we need a second.
I'll second. Uzel second.
Thank you. Okay, Uzel second. Thank you. Are there amendments, questions?
Questions.
So I see you, Myla.
I just wanted to say that for people who are trying to follow along who may not be familiar, NFC stands for the National Finance Committee. That's all.
Thank you. I think that's very helpful because we have people who are listening in. Are there other comments or questions?
Yes, yeah. Pinch back with a question.
Okay. I think there's Ron, and then I think maybe there's Fred. Ron.
You said early on when you introduced Mr. Tanaka that we would have a discussion about why his role is important or relevant to whatever. Can you shed some light on that, please? Because it's
absolutely
not on the agenda.
Absolutely. He is actually on the agenda, though not named, as number 4, recording secretary. Aki has offered to serve as a volunteer recording secretary. This is something that the board will consider as item number 4 on the agenda. Does that answer your question, Ron?
Thank you very much.
You betcha. Are there any other questions? Is there any Fred.
Yeah, we're now adjourning at 11:59. That's what it says. And I thought we were trying to keep these meetings, especially for folks who are on the radio tomorrow morning and who are on the East Coast to less than 3.5 hours.
So the it's no later than 11:59, and the executive session starts at 10:30 Eastern time.
I prefer shorter meetings.
Zach?
I agree. Okay, Serene, were you asking for something?
I was asking for the stack.
Okay, go ahead and speak. You're on the stack.
I thought we had actually voted that we would end these meetings by 11, especially out of consideration for the fact that someone is on the radio tonight, not to mention that whole thing about rest and rehabilitation.
So I think what I'm hearing is possibly a request for an amendment to the agenda, and I would think that if we're to end at 11, and so that would be adjourn at time certain, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that we probably back up motion to go into closed session to 10 p.m.
I would support that. I would support that. I would so move that.
So you move that. So, Fred, you move to amend the agenda to provide for motion to move into closed session will be at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, and that the adjourn is certain 11 p.m. Eastern time. Is that correct?
Correct.
Is there a second?
I have a point of information. Madam Chair, consistent with how much time we need for the executive session? I appreciate that. Thank you.
So it's been moved. I'm sorry. Did somebody second?
This
I'll
one
go
over.
Ahead
I'll
and second.
So Minerva seconds. Okay, great. Is there any objection to amend the times in this agenda?
I have a question.
For closed session.
I have a question
start?
For Julie.
Excuse me, Serene?
I have a question for the secretary.
Okay.
Julie, do you recall what we voted on whenever back, seems like forever ago?
Off the top of my
head. I'm not understanding. Serene, pose your question to the chair, and what is your question? I don't think I understand it, and we had trouble hearing it.
Madam Chair, we've got a minute and 16 seconds.
We voted on this issue previously. I'm asking if the secretary recalls what that vote was. So it doesn't just get changed on
the chair. What was it that we voted on, and you posed the question to the chair, not to the secretary. What was the issue that we voted on, as you said? You said
the
we voted
time
on this
the meetings
what?
Would end. I'm speaking, you know, if you wouldn't speak when I'm speaking, I'd be pleased. The time the meeting ends. It's the same item we're discussing. It's not a new item.
So are you object? We have just, there's a motion and a second to end the meeting at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is consistent with what you brought up. So is there any objection? Are you objecting to it?
The vote, makes a difference. If we have a previous policy, it requires a different vote count in order to pass. It makes sense to find that out before we actually vote.
Sorry, Serene. I am ruling that to be dilatory. Is there any objection to the change in the agenda, or do we need to vote on it?
I oppose it because we have too much business where we get shunted aside. I understand the reason. It makes sense, but we have too much business to conduct.
Madam Chair, the time is up for this.
Okay, so we will take a vote on. Thank you very much, Minerva. We'll take a vote on it. Madam Secretary, please take the roll. Yes, if you are voting for the amendment to have our executive session begin at 10 and the meeting end at 11 Eastern Standard Time. No, if you wish to leave the agenda as it is.
All right. Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Allen says yes. Todd Brown. Donna Carter.
Pass.
Donna passes. Paul DiRienzo?
Pass.
Paul passes. Jim Dingaman?
No.
Jim's a no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Vanessa's a no. Fred Dodsworth?
Yes.
Fred's a yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan's a yes. Heather Gray?
Heather's muted.
I'm sorry, no.
Heather's a no. Avalia Jones?
Yes.
Avalia's a yes. Zach Caldbeer?
Yes.
Zach's a yes. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene's a yes. Ron Pinchback?
Abstain.
Ron abstains. Myla Reason?
Reason votes yes.
Thank you, Myla. Myla's a yes. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Sean's a no. Serene Roberts?
No.
Serene's a no. Minerva Sanders?
Yes.
Oh, Minerva's a yes. Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Richard's a yes. Harvey Wasserman?
Yeah.
Harvey's a yes. Egberto Willis?
Yes.
Egberto's a yes. Did Kaja Brown appear? Okay. Donna Carter?
No.
Donna's a no. Paul DiRienzo?
I'm a no.
Paul's a no. Okay, so I have...
Madam Chair, I want to change my vote to no. Thank you.
Okay, you were an abstain, and now you're a no. Okay, so, yep. Madam Chair, the count is are 11 yeses, and there are 8 noes.
So the amendment to the agenda passes. Is there
point of order? Point of order.
What's your point?
It requires 2/3.
No, it doesn't. Julie?
So I believe Serene was asking earlier about had we passed a motion to say that every meeting would end at 11, and from the minutes that I've been able to pull up, you know, sitting here in this meeting, we have changed the meeting time, the end time for a particular meeting from a later time to 11 o'clock, but I don't believe that we have a rule that we passed that said, you know, that it's, you know, this is always our ending time, so.
We have not adopted a policy. And so then I am ruling you out of order, Serene. It does not require a 2/3 vote. We have just voted on the agenda.
Madam Chair, I have a parliamentary inquiry.
Okay.
When a member raises something as a point of order, the point of order is either, as I understand it, well taken or not well taken. It is never out of order to raise a point of order. I don't know why you keep hopping on that. What's the goal here?
Thank you. Serene, you're absolutely right. The point is not well taken. So we have now an amended agenda. Do we need to take another vote on the amended agenda, or can we go forward with the agenda with no objection to the agenda as we have voted to amend it? Hearing none, the amended vote.
Excuse me. I have a point of information.
Who is that?
Jan Goodman. Are there time allocations for the various items on the agenda?
Yes, there are.
Do we need to allocate that, or can we just try to be expeditious and try to...
I think we just try to be expeditious, and what we do not complete, we don't complete. And it carries over.
Thank you. Good. Thank you.
Okie dokie. Open session minutes. Madam Secretary, did we circulate?
I was not able to send them to everybody. My apologies.
Okay, we'll postpone consideration of the open session minutes until we have them at our next meeting. Item four, recording secretary.
Richard Uzzell.
Yes, Richard.
I would like to make a motion to approve Aki Tanaki as our recording secretary.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Was that Darlene?
That was. I beg your pardon.
Absolutely. Is there discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none. Aki, thank you very much.
Sorry. I'd just like to abstain, please. Can you hear me?
Thank you, Aki.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you as abstaining. So Serena is abstaining in the record. Thank you. Thank you, Aki, so very much. Okay. Strategic Planning Committee. The Strategic Planning Committee. Yes, and let me get to the right place. Ratify the strategic planning. I'm sorry, am I at the right place? No. We are at number five, is motion to update Pacifica standing rules on electronic meetings. See appendix. I will read this, and then I believe the maker of the motion can address it. Motion to update Pacifica standing rules on electronic meetings. In sessions where each speaker is limited by time, the timekeeper shall give a 10-second warning before the end of the slot. When time expires, the end of the time slot shall be announced by the chair and or the timekeeper. If the speaker continues to speak, after 5 seconds, the speaker is to be muted and the meeting shall proceed. The speaker shall remain muted for 60 seconds. However, any member other than the one being muted can appeal a muting, and such appeal shall go to an immediate, undebatable vote of the members. Is there a second for that motion?
Myla, I'd like to second.
Okay. So I believe, thank you, Myla. Myla seconds. I believe that, Zach, you're the maker of the motion. Would you be willing to motivate it?
Yeah. How long do I have for the motivation? I want to stick to my own rules.
Okay. 90 seconds.
Okay. Look, I think time management is one of the most important tools for maintaining fairness for everyone to speak and get the work done that we're here to do. I also think it's essential to keeping people, good people that are willing to serve on the board. I also respect the fact that people are passionate on this board, but that doesn't mean that anyone, not me or anyone else, has the right to waste time, important time of other board members. And I think this is rules that apply to everything from third grade to Senate hearings, and we should be able to do that here as well. I mean, after all, we have limited time frames on these meetings, and it's crucial to make the most of that time. I think this motion will help ensure that discussions are a little bit more efficient. I think there's obviously other things that could be addressed on another time. And also, we can focus more on the intended person of these gatherings. These are rules that apply to the Congress, to the Senate, to academic conferences, to town hall meetings, to online forums and webinars. I also shared with everybody a detailed rationale by Robert's Rules that explained exactly how this fits with meetings that are actually at places, and this should apply to electronic meetings too. The same concepts apply. That was sent to everybody.
Ten seconds.
I'm done.
Okay, excellent. It's been moved and seconded. Are those who wish to are people going on the stack to address this?
Yes, I'd like to address it.
I would like to address it, too.
Okay, so we've got Jim and then Paul. Who else on the stack? And Donna Carter.
Jim, Dickman.
And Serene. So we've got Jim, Paul, Donna, Serene.
And Jim.
Did you get Dan Goodman?
And I didn't hear Jim. Okay, so I'm going to, I believe this is the order. Donna, Serene, Jan, Jim, Donna, Serene, Jim, Paul, Teresa, Egberto, Jan. I don't know that that's the right order. But please.
And Vanessa, please.
And Vanessa, yeah, thank you very much.
I can't raise my hand. I'm kind of information because I didn't hear the motion well, so I really don't have a great idea of what we're doing.
Sure, I will repeat the motion.
It's also in the chat.
Okay, and it's in the agenda. Okay, in sessions where each speaker is limited by time, the timekeeper shall give a 10-second warning before the end of the slot. When time expires, the end of the time slot shall be announced by the chair and or the timekeeper. If the speaker continues to speak after 5 seconds, the speaker is to be muted and the meeting shall proceed. The speaker shall remain muted for 60 seconds. However, any member other than the one being muted, can appeal a muting, and such appeal shall go to an immediate, undebatable vote of the members. Okay, so on the list, Donna Carter.
Hold on, I was in.
Yes, and Jim, I got you later in the. Okay, so Donna, if you don't mind, Jim wishes to speak first. Jim, will you please speak?
Yes, I consider this, Zach, I understand your perspective, but frankly, it's ridiculous. We already have passed and this is to the listener members out there, we've already passed a motion to essentially restrict debate. And I've organized many academic conferences for 40 years of my life, and I've never heard one that will stop somebody and mute them after like 5 seconds. I mean, that I really never have experienced that. So I think you have to be flexible about this. Yes, indeed. You don't want to have it go on and on and on. I agree. That makes sense. It's perfectly practical. But I think to mute it and then have to have a vote about that, what a waste of time. We will never get beyond 10 o'clock if we're going to have those kind of things happening. That's my opinion. I vote against it.
We shouldn't have to have a vote, though.
All right. My turn. So,
hey, everybody. Don't speak over each other.
Paul, I was number two after Jim.
Okay, Paul.
Thank you. All right, yes, I echo what Jim said. This was in the letter that I got motivating this. It was obviously against one member of this board, aimed at them in particular, one person. So therefore, that person would be opened up to all kinds of counteractions against if they were denied time based on something this board did targeting them personally by name, as the letter motivating this did that I received this morning. It would railroad through motions based on disrespect of a minority. It would be used as a railroad tactic, right? Especially when that minority is only, it's 8 to 11, right? The minority is not that small, so it could be the next election, the shoe on the other foot. And would you like that if it was against you? And it would be okay to use to silence dissent. The United States Senate regularly extends time. They had give each side gets a certain amount of time, and they constantly extend it. The transit board that does the subways that run 3 million people a day in New York allows unlimited extended comments at any point by its members. This is a disrespect to the voters who voted for this candidate in particular and all the other different candidates. It reflects a cultural attitude of one part of the country against another part of the country, and it has racial overtones as well. Thank you.
Donna, then Serene, then Teresa, Egberto, Jan.
Donna. Okay. I think this is too rigid. I noticed that sometimes in the heat of discussion, sometimes details are missed or who was first or last, and we all have our own biases. So I feel like this is calling for snap decisions about who can be cut off, when, and so forth, and I'm opposed to it.
Serene, then Teresa, then Egberto, then Jan.
You know, the point, I understand the point of committees is to do that deep dive, but with the dominance of most committees by the New Day faction, some members only have an opportunity to speak to certain matters before the board votes on a board meeting. So that's just in 90 seconds is quite restrictive. There are many people on the board who are relatively new and don't have a lot of facts, as we find out as you implement policies that quite make sense sometimes. But this idea of silencing directors, is muting directors, is really unacceptable, regardless of how petty and personal and racist some of the motivation apparently is. Pacifica needs to do better than that. I would urge y'all to reject that. And I'd like to see the original motion that this is supposed to be, quote, modifying. I was never presented with that. So I actually think this motion should be tabled until the original motion is presented to the board. That's the motion.
So you're making a motion to table this motion. Is there a second to table? Postpone consideration to the next meeting?
Second.
My motion was to table.
Okay, table is indefinite, as you know. So there's a motion to table. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Sorry, who was it who seconded?
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, what's your point?
My point is there was a faction identified as the New Day faction. I am not a member of that New Day faction. I do not know that the New Day faction serves a function on this board, and I am really upset to this name-calling.
And so thank you for point of personal privilege. All right. So there's a
point of information, Chair.
Madam Chair, a point of personal privilege.
Serene, hold on.
Yes.
Darlene, you have a point of point of
I heard, I heard, I heard Serene make the motion to table this motion until she has a chance to see what she's calling the original motion. That was what I heard Serene ask as the motion. Is that not correct? Did we change it?
Yes, that's what I asked.
Yes.
We never changed anything.
So, okay, there's a motion and a second. Do we have any idea, Serene, when you'll be able to check that out? So we have some idea of what the time limit is on that motion?
Oh, Madam Chair, I don't know how long it might take a secretary to provide the board with a motion so we have time to look at it. But since this is a modification, it must be modifying something.
So you understood. I think you're motivated. Hang on a minute, Darlene.
Okay, just getting on the stack.
Understood. Get on the stack. Why don't we just take up the motion to table? Has it been seconded?
It was seconded twice by someone else.
Okay, thank you. I didn't hear. So, Vanessa, you've seconded.
But I'm happy to do that.
Two males seconded it. Why are you assuming? Two men. I heard two male voices.
For your information,
I didn't
Paul
hear
Burien.
Who they were, Serene, because
Paul.
I didn't hear their names.
It was Paul and Lauren.
I was just pointing out it certainly wasn't Vanessa, but you made that assumption and named her improperly.
Why are we arguing about this?
Stop arguing with the chair.
This is all proving my point.
I was not assuming anything. I was getting
this
clear.
This idiotic motion was made, and it's got everybody fighting each other, and it should never have been made.
All right, we're going to take a vote on the motion to table.
May I have my point of information, Chair? I am confused. Has this motion appeared before this body before that this is now a modified motion as Serene is claiming? Or is there some word modified somewhere in material that she got that perhaps the original writer didn't take out before sending?
Okay, so I believe, and Serene will correct me, motion to update Pacifica's standing rules on electronic meetings. So I believe that what she is referring to is standing rules having been previously adopted. What is this amending? Is that correct, Serene?
The word update, obviously, is synonymous with modify. What's the confusion? And I do have a point of personal privilege.
What's your point?
So thank you, Chair. Thank you, Serene.
What's your point?
No problem. Are you asking me what is my point of personal privilege or what is my point?
Yes, I was responding to your request for point of personal privilege. I said, yes, what is your point?
Right. And you did ask me earlier to wait, so I want to make that point if I could now. Yes?
Yes, that is what I was saying, Serene. Okay. I'm sorry that you and I have so much trouble in this communication. Yes, please state your point of personal privilege.
Okay. I said that there's a new day domination of our committees. I did not call any individual name, and I did not say that the person bringing the motion was a part of New Day. So let's correct the record.
Okay, so now we're going to take a vote. So yes, if you wish to table this motion. No, if you wish to take up this motion tonight. Madam Secretary, or would you be kind to take the roll?
Yes.
Point of information.
I'm sorry.
Yes, Jan?
So first of all, may I request that when people say anything, that they announce who they are, because I certainly don't recognize people by their voices, and I'm sure most of the people who are listening, who are not members of the CMB, probably also have a problem in that regard. But my point of information is I would like to understand if this is tabled, if that can be brought up at the next meeting. I know that tabling normally is a method of just sort of like putting things off indefinitely into Never Never Land, but if it can be brought up at the next meeting, I would like to know that.
So it's the point that I raised at the beginning when I
table it until a time certain, which the chair alluded to earlier.
Point of information.
Yeah, I asked Serene whether she had a point at which she would bring this back, and she did. She said, I'm just asking to table. I interpret that to mean indefinite. Fred.
Staff, please.
Fred?
Thank you. I'm trying to figure out how I'm supposed to be timing this. Is this part of the 90 seconds when people yammer on like this, or am I supposed to wait until we actually have a motion on the floor? Because we have wasted 5 or 10 minutes so far on this.
Understood. There is a motion to table, and I'm trying to get us to a vote on it.
Thank you.
We had others who were on the staff.
Point of order.
Yeah.
I have been named several times. I would like a point of personal privilege.
You're not recognized. I'm speaking.
Yes.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
I have recognized Myla. Myla.
Point of order,
Madam Chair. Ron, everyone,
yes.
Be quiet. Myla,
are you telling me to be quiet?
Myla asked the point of order first. I'm recognizing her, then Ron.
Madam Chair, you called for a vote. I think we need to get on with the vote. That's my point. This discussion seems deleterious to me.
I find that that has merit. Ron, quickly.
My point of order is this. Mr. Dodsworth made the statement that we've been wasting time debating this. He's the timekeeper. He should not be making those types of determinations.
Okay.
You know, we don't need him
that
to
is
do
not
that.
A, that's not a point of order. Let's go ahead to the
vote. It's not a point of order.
I was
no,
named.
It's not. It's
point of personal privilege. I was named.
Hey, and Fred,
wait a second. Wait a second.
I asked you all, everyone.
I asked for, I was
no,
named.
No, we're going to go to the vote, Serene.
For a point of personal privilege. I was named.
We're going to go
I was
to
named
the vote.
Repeatedly. You
and
answered
Serene,
questions
and you named
that were directed
others,
at me. Excuse yeah. me? Who did I name?
All right, so let's go to the vote.
That's a lie.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
To table. Vote no to vote tonight.
Teresa Allen.
Allen says no.
Allen's a no. Kaja Brown. Donna Carter.
Yes.
Don is a yes. Paul DiRanzo?
A strong yes.
Paul's a yes. Jim Dingman?
Yes.
Dingman's a yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Vanessa's a yes. Fred Dodsworth?
No.
Fred's a no. Jan Goodman?
Pass.
Jan's a pass. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Heather's a yes. Avalia Jones?
No.
Avalia's a no. Zach Caldvier?
He's strong, no.
Zach's a no. Darlene Pagano?
No.
Darlene's a no. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Ron's a yes. Myla Reason?
Emphatic no.
Myla's a no. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean's a yes. Serene Roberts?
Yes, to the horribly biased chairing.
Serene's a yes. Minerva Sanders?
No.
Minerva's a no. Richard Uzel?
Uzel, no.
Richard's a no. Harvey Wasserman?
No.
Harvey's a no. Egberto Willis?
No.
Egberto's a no. Jan Goodman, you passed.
I'm sorry. Which is which?
You vote yes to table. You vote no to take it up tonight.
Oh, no.
Jan's a no. Madam Chair, it's the yeses are 8 and the noes are 11. So the motion to table fails.
Okay, so we had people on the stack to address the motion about timekeeping. Teresa, and then I guess Fred, and I think that Egberto was on, and Jan.
And Teresa. Vanessa, please. Vanessa is on the
stack. Vanessa, that you were on. You spoke.
That was the point of information.
Okay, so you're adding to the stack. Teresa?
Yes.
No. Okay.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
Yes.
We have a minute and 49 seconds for this item.
Is there a motion to extend by 5 minutes? I apologize, Fred. If we can exhaust the stack for those who have not spoken. Okay, Teresa.
Okay, thank you everyone for this animated discussion. I think that 5 seconds is too much, but I thought it was really interesting that Zach Caldvier was able to model that good behavior and move on. It seems like when their time is up, 5 seconds might be too abrupt for a person to stop. However, I do notice that there are some people that want to speak, and they do it repeatedly. They speak for their 90 seconds, and then they speak for their I don't know how many more seconds, and then they get on the stack. And that's how we get behind in the time every time. So, and what I'm most concerned about is people that argue with the chair. I think I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, but I want the chair to make those decisions. And if we don't like what the chair does, vote her down. Or him, whoever's the chair, vote him down. So, try.
Okay, so can people mute who are not, speaking? The next one I
I'm going to mute Vanessa and Paul DiRanzo because they both have background noise. Sorry.
Right. Okay.
Oh, they did it themselves. Sorry. Continue.
Okay. Fred.
As the timekeeper, I asked a question that it never really got answered. I would like to note that everybody was able to speak within the 90 seconds. That wasn't a problem. The question I've got, though, was all the yammer, all the questions that were not what I understood to be actually responding to the motion, and I don't know how to time those. And that's what ate up most of our time. And so I do need to get some clarity from the chair when people start doing these points of orders and points of personal privilege, is that timed or are they allowed to just go on forever?
Thank you. I'm not sure that our, may we move forward on this vote. That's an important issue that I frankly need to give some consideration to. Vanessa, Jan, and I believe that Egberto had his hand up, but may not wish to anymore. Vanessa.
Okay. So I agree with whomever said that it's too abrupt. This is already a fairly restrictive process under this new PMB. And it's a very limited amount of time to speak. We can't speak more than once. It's so much of the time's running out. And then for somebody to get cut off after 5 seconds, it's just too fast. And there's a penalty for that. It's getting muted for a minute. It's just too much. So I don't know what it's a compromise or a reasonable position would be. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know, something. But 5 seconds is just extreme.
Point of information.
So let me just point out that it's not just speak once, it's twice. So it's 90 seconds and then 60 seconds is the standard that we have.
Point of information.
Oh, wait. Chair.
Yes.
Do I have time left? Okay. So, and somebody made a point about arguing with the chair. It has reached a new low or high or whatever it is here. It's one disagreement. The chair is not God. The chair is not Buddha. The chair is a human being who makes mistakes like everybody else. So to disagree with the chair and then to be censured for that, it's just gotten – this has become an extremely anti-democratic group with the level in which some people seem to be targeted for being censured for a single disagreement with the chair.
Okay, next up is, I believe, Jan, then Egberto.
Ma'am, I had a point of information.
Sorry, what's your point?
We are not giving people 5-second warnings. They are getting 95 seconds total. They get 90 seconds plus the 5 seconds to close out their thing. So this idea that they're just doing it in 5 seconds is not true. And then they do get a second time, which is 60 seconds plus another 5 seconds.
Okay, and that's – thank you for the clarification. Jan, then Egberto. Jan?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to amend to change the 5 seconds to 12 seconds.
Is there a second to Jan's motion to amend the change?
Second.
Okay, Ron seconds it. Is there any?
Can people say their names when they speak so that I can know who's speaking?
Absolutely. Sorry, Jan, for not reinforcing that. So Jan, you made the motion to change to 12 seconds. Ron Pinchback, you seconded that motion?
All right.
Yes, he did.
Okay, great. I'm just trying to make everybody's voices clear so that people who are listening in can tell who, and all of us can tell who's talking. So is there any objection to amending, to the motion to amend the original motion by extending the 5-second time to 12 seconds? Hearing none, the main motion has been amended. Egberto, I think you're next.
Yeah, for item number one that I want to say, whatever happened to courtesy? And courtesy means, I mean, I wonder if anybody ever listens to the tape of how we sound. And there are a whole lot of people listening to us on the outside. And the pettiness with which we behave, I think is sad for grown-ups with an institution worth over $100 million. That's number one. Number two, I think that, you know, when you have a set amount of time, it makes you put your mindset in a way to put the message out that you want to get. Please respect other people's time. People's times are valuable. I think that's a very important thing. And thirdly, I think there is one flaw in the amendment, and that is where we have an appeal. 90 seconds is an absolute number. If we're going to have time limits, nothing needs to be appealed. You get 90 minutes to speak. I will abide by 90 minutes. Everybody should abide by 90 minutes. Thank you.
No, meaning it's 90 seconds, not 90 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry, 90 seconds. But, I mean, I don't. There's nothing difficult about what we're trying to do. So far in this meeting, we've accomplished so very little with a whole lot of talking. And it's unfair for those of us who don't talk very much.
10 seconds.
Okay. Have you finished what you had to say, Egberto?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Are we ready to, so then why don't we go ahead to the vote? If you vote yes, you're voting for the motion as amended to change the sort of the grace period from 5 seconds to 12 seconds. Madam Secretary, please take the roll.
Right. So this is the full motion now amended. Okay. So Teresa Allen?
Allen says yes.
Teresa's a yes. Kaja Brown, no. Donna Carter?
Yes.
Donna's a yes. Paul DiRanzo?
Unfair, illegal, no.
Paul's a no. Jim Dingaman?
Okay, this is anti-Pacifican type stuff, no.
Dingaman's a no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Agreed, Jim. No.
I'm sorry, Vanessa, you got fuzzy there. I heard the first part, which wasn't the vote.
No.
No. Vanessa's a no. Fred Dodsworth?
Thank you very much for respecting my time.
Fred, are you going to vote?
Is that a yes or a no?
That's a yes. I said yes. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan's a yes. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Heather's a yes. Avalia Jones?
Yes.
Avalia's a yes. Zach Caldvier?
Yes.
Zach's a yes. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene's a yes. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Ron's a yes. Myla Reason?
Reason votes yes.
Reason's a yes. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Sean's a no. Jereen Roberts? I'll come back. Minerva Sanders?
Yes.
Minerva's a yes. Richard Uzel?
Uzel, yes.
Richard's a yes. Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
Harvey's a yes. Egberto Willis?
Yes.
Egberto's a yes. Coming back around, Serene Roberts?
No.
Serene's a no. Madam Chair, the yeses are 14 and the noes are 5. So the motion passes.
Thank you all. Very lively discussion. The next agenda item is the Strategic Planning Committee. And this is 5 minutes. The motion ratifying elections for a strategic planning committee, whereas the Pacifica National Board held elections for directors to serve on the strategic planning committee, and the teller's report with correction dated April 27, 2024 has been shared with all directors. Be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board ratifies the teller's report and affirms the duly elected directors on the strategic planning committee to be Kaja Brown affiliates, Zach Caldvier, KPFA, Avelia Jones, KPFK, Teresa Allen, KPFT, Jim Dingman, WBAI, Irene Adams, WPFW. Is there any objection to ratifying this election? Hearing none, it's ratified. Let me just note that I also have asked...
Madam Chair?
Excuse me. Sorry, Ron?
Yes, Madam Chair. I'm going to abstain... For reasons I'm not prepared to discuss at this time. So I'm going to abstain from this vote.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Let the
chair.
Yes.
Thing as well.
Okay. So Vanessa Dixon Briggs and Ron Pinchback are abstaining from this vote. So that will be reflected in the minutes. All right. Note that in addition to these persons who have been elected, there's the chair, the vice chair, the NFC chair, the secretary, and the executive director are all members of this committee. And I am naming Minerva Sanders to be the convener, and she will follow up with us.
What are you talking about the strategic planning committee?
Excuse me?
Which committee are you talking about, Susan?
Strategic planning.
Yeah, I'm already in the middle of trying to get everybody to meet.
No, Jim. All right. Jim, no, I've named Serene. I'm sorry, I've named Minerva to be the convener.
Well, I'm sorry, but that process is already in motion, Madam.
Well, Jim. I will not be attending your meeting. I will be attending the meeting convened by Minerva. Moving on.
Madam Chair,
what
you just said was outrageous.
That is ridiculous, Madam Chair.
This is continuing this kind of...
Madam Chair.
BS. I mean, Madam Chair, already... first of all, it's the first I've known about that. Secondly, I've been spending the whole week trying to get this meeting underway.
And Jim,
this is frankly an example of you being rather arbitrary, ma'am.
We're moving on to the, as Fred has asked, how do these objections count in terms of time? Your objection, Jim, is noted. The next item is a report from the NFC regarding the WPFW budget.
Okay, let me find the WPFW budget. Hold on, I keep finding.
Madam Chair.
Sorry, Teresa.
I just want to be sure.
The strategic planning committee at the previous meeting, and we authorized the election of directors to this meeting. We just ratified, so the directors had not been previously ratified. We just ratified them at this meeting, and I named the convener.
Okay, and there were just two
abstentions, Vanessa and Ron. Vanessa Dixon Briggs and Ron Pinchback.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, I'm ready.
So go ahead, darling.
Point of information, please.
What's your point of information?
Was the secretary able to resend Darlene's data? Because I'm not getting the email from the PNB list. I wrote about that earlier. I don't know what she's about to present.
I'm going to read it.
Thank you, Darlene. So she will be reading the report, Serene.
I'm sorry, Chair, but I'm not able to send it out at the same time as I try to manage things. So if
that's
there's
why
another,
I asked the question of
there is reason. Another way for that to be sent to Serene, I would so appreciate it.
That's why I asked if the secretary was able to do it, since I asked about 2 hours ago for the actual information. I'm not getting email through the PNB list.
So, Julie, are you able to send something to her? Do you see it?
I'm sure that I can, but I don't know what it is that I'm supposed to be sending. I'm sorry.
Darlene,
is it to the secretary account or is it to my personal email?
I did send it to the secretary, national secretary account.
Okay. I'll get it then.
About open session agenda item 7, which is what we're on right now.
Gotcha. I'll send it to Serene. No worries.
Thank you. This is a report from the NFC on the WPFW budget. The motion that we were tasked with from the motion that we are reporting out to the PNB is that as follows. The NFC reviewed the WPFW fiscal year 24 budget submitted by the WPFW Treasurer Kamal Harris and Pacifica Executive Director Stephanie Wells. The budget is a reasonable estimate of revenue based on historic numbers and expenses, but it is a deficit budget. We accept the budget and forward it to the Pacifica National Board for their consideration. That was passed without objection in the NFC. Then you'll see in that document I sent just the capsule shot of the total revenue that WPFW is budgeting and the total expenses, both with and without central services. So with central services, WPFW will be in the negative by just over $42,000. Therefore, we make the recommendation that as with the deficit budget submitted by WBAI as a template for this, the NFC repeats the same recommendation as was accepted by the PNB on April 4th regarding WBAI, and that, and we amend that to reference WPFW this time. And that original wording back on April 4th was that a motion that the PNB authorized the executive director to implement cost-saving measures at WBAI. In the closed session, there's an additional report, and in that I reference the next upcoming meeting of the National Finance Committee. But we are looking for the same process that was used for WBAI in terms of coming up with a next step, that that be used as a template for WPFW as well. Thank you.
Is that a motion for the PNB to requesting the PNB to instruct the NFC to meet with management, with WPFW management and the ED about addressing the deficit?
Fred Dodsworth says so moved.
Madam Chair, that can be exactly what happens because that's what how the PNB handled it at the April 4th meeting. That the PNB authorizes the executive director to implement cost-saving measures at WPFW.
Okay, so Fred is so moved. Is there a second?
Uzel second.
Uzel second. Is there discussion?
Yes.
Is there any objection?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Ron, go ahead. Would you like to speak to that, Ron?
Yes, I would. Questions. Number one, has this been discussed with these findings? Have they been presented to the WPFW
financial structure? Yes, we waited for this budget to come before the NFC because we had to wait so very long for the WPFW Financial Committee to meet and accept the budget. So, yes, it has.
Okay, so I just want to be clear. So the WPFW Finance Committee agrees with your recommendation?
No, I have to recognize the back and forth, okay? Darlene, would you please address Ron's question?
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
The pattern goes.
Sorry. Yes.
Minerva's timekeeper speaking.
Right. You had 5 minutes down for this, correct?
Yes.
Okay. We're over the 5 minutes now. So do we need to extend?
So we're over the 5 minutes now, which means that we exhaust the stack and then vote. And the vote is to it's been moved and seconded to for the PNB instruct instructs the NFC to meet with WPFW management and ED. So the stack, as I see it, I'm not sure what are legacy hands, but I see Teresa and Vanessa.
But can I get an answer to my question?
Sure. Yes.
So the general manager and probably the treasurer create the budget. That budget has to be viewed and discussed and approved by the financial committee of the LSB. It goes to the LSB, and then it goes to the NFC, and then it goes to the PNB. That is the full eyes on the prize version of who gets to see when and the budget. So it has gone through all the processes at WPFW before your treasurer, Kamal Harris, brought it to the PNB.
And that's my only question. Okay. Was Mr. Harris informed that based on the budget that was submitted, that WPFW would be subjected to the same protocols as BAI?
The protocol I'm suggesting is how we move the issue from the NFC to the PNB, and then the PNB makes its recommendation. I was just saying, not that the situations are the same, but that the issue of how to care for a deficit budget be, we have steps in place. So
all I'm asking is a simple question, please. Was Mr. Harris informed of the decision of the NFC?
Mr. Harris is a member of the NFC and voted.
Okay, thank you very much.
But the rest of the stack, Teresa, Vanessa, Serene.
Actually, Minerva was on the stack as well at one point.
I think Minerva was just at the same time.
I was talking about at the time.
Thank you.
Teresa, Vanessa, Serene. Vanessa.
So, I'm concerned. The deficit budget, and then we're in open session, so I have to be careful what I say. But we have new leadership that I think is already. Aggressively and assertively dealing with any deficit. The length of time that it took to get the budget here and the fact that there is a deficit budget is attributable to people who are no longer in leadership. So what happens if FW or BA, anyone who submits a deficit budget gets themselves out of that situation, because at this point, the ED, God bless her, has carte blanche to do whatever it felt would be necessary to cure the deficit budget, which might be to the detriment of the station. And I believe is not to pit us against BAI, that there's a difference between the BAI deficit and the PFW deficit. So I'm just looking for what's the litmus test? How much of a deficit budget does it have to be? Like $1?
Wait, Vanessa, we're exceeding the time limit.
May I help? Answer that, Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm so sorry that people are thinking that I am exactly comparing the situation at WBAI with WPFW. I'll say this again. I am talking about the steps, the procedure that we will use to move the issue on when there is a deficit budget. The other thing is that a budget is a plan. A budget is malleable. A budget can be changed. If the general manager finds that the WPFW is bringing itself into a stable, pretty reasonable spending to income, then you're no longer in deficit. You fixed the problem.
So let me add in something here. And I am not speaking in favor or against this motion. I'm just saying this is a collaborative meeting. It is not punitive. It is to help the conversation between the ED and management so that the NFC can better understand the challenges that the stations are facing. So at the moment, I think, Serene, you've got your hand up.
Sure, thanks. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can I be heard? Okay, thanks. I remember earlier in the year at an NFC meeting or at a PNB meeting, Darlene said that it wasn't a negative budget when we were a deficit budget when we were talking about VAI, and that she didn't know what the procedure was. And now I'm hearing that there is a fixed procedure. I think it would be really helpful to everyone in the network if we understood what the procedure is. And that can be fully described in an open session, preferably in writing, actually, to everyone, without naming names, obviously. If there's a negative 20,000, here's what we do. If there's a negative 200,000, here's what we do. What are the steps, and what is meant by the ED being given orders to go forth and cut costs? Which, you know, inevitably seems to mean personnel, but we're not naming personnel or positions, but it needs to be laid out so there's full clarity about what this board intends. That's the most.
So right now we're voting on this action that has been moved and seconded.
That's a motion.
Excuse me, Serene? Darlene, would you repeat the motion?
I'm not asking what is Darlene's motion from the NFC. I'm saying that I move that we have a written document explaining what happens with a negative with a deficit budget. Because
there is a motion on the floor already.
People are talking.
There's a motion on the floor already, and so we will vote on that motion.
That's fine. It gets voted on after my motion. You do this.
You are deeply mistaken.
No, I'm afraid that the other motion preceded yours, and yours was not a motion to amend. It's a subsequent motion. So we will go ahead and vote on the motion that is before us now. Madam Secretary, please take the vote.
All right, so this is on the motion from the NFC. So when we go,
the motion
Teresa
is from
Allen.
The PNB instructing the NFC.
Well, I'm sorry, it's from the PNB, right? But it's the NFC motion in effect. Okay.
Right.
Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
And were you going to read it? I thought she said you were going to read it.
Well, I wasn't talking, so I never said that, but
you
let me
have
see if
to
I
have it read, yep, Serene, really and then you said it.
Hold on a minute, Darlene is trying to read it. Darlene, are you trying to read it?
All right. Using the same language that the PNB used at the previous issue of a deficit budget being moved on, the motion, the recommendation, it's not a motion, it's the recommendation.
No, it is a motion. We have a motion, Darlene.
Okay, the deficit budget.
Pursuant to that, the same language. Fred,
okay.
Make that motion.
The deficit budget submitted by, the motion is that the PNB authorizes the executive director to implement cost-saving measures at WBAI. Excuse me.
At PFW.
WPFW. the PMB helped get it moved on to the executive director.
All right. So,
I'm sorry. I'm not sure about something. I thought I heard someone say that that means that the NHC is going to meet with the ED and GM. Didn't somebody say that?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
I apologize. We've got a confusion over what the motion is. And I believe that the motion was, as it was for WBAI, that the PNB instructs the NFC to meet with the WPFW GM and the ED to address the deficit budget. I believe that that is what the wording was that Fred said, so moved.
Correct.
Okay. I just typed it in the chat.
Great. So the secretary has put it in that. Would you be? Oh, I need to take a look at that again. Thank you very much for putting in the chat. The PNB instructs the NFC to meet with the WPFW GM and ED to address the deficit budget. That was moved and seconded. That's what we're voting on.
Right. Okay.
All right.
So here we go. Do you want to see if there are any objections, Madam Chair?
Are there any objections to that motion? Hearing none. Great. It's adopted. And there, Serene, you had a motion for the NFC, for a policy to be developed for what the procedure is for addressing deficit budgets. Is that correct?
Well, we just voted on that, Madam Chair.
We did it for this item, for WPFW. I think Serene was asking for a general procedure.
sorry, let me know when it's my turn.
It is. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm asking that there be a written document produced by the NFC, Darlene can do the draft, however they want to work that out, that explains to all of the boards and to the members what happens when there is a deficit budget.
And so that's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Paul. Is there any objection?
Yes.
Can I circumvent this, Madam Chair?
Yes,
it'll be several sentences that we just went over tonight. I'd be happy to put it into writing. I just can't get it into the chat right now. I will do that. It'll come out in the next, 24 hours.
I withdraw my.
I have no objection.
Be generous. Take 48.
Hearing that there's no objection to that, and Darlene will be following up. Excellent. So the next item is we have. There we are.
ED report and Q&A.
Yep, ED report and Q&A. Take it away, Stephanie.
Point of order, by the way. Kaja has joined us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for recognizing that. Kaja, would you mind speaking up so that we can hear your dulcet tones?
I'm present.
Great. And welcome. And welcome. Okay. ED, take it away.
Thank you. The ED report was sent out to everybody. Sorry, it was right when the meeting was starting. So I apologize for that, for the lateness. Our aged payables as of today is approximately $1,428,000. We've been paying down, as I said at the last meeting, quite a few things at some of the stations, so that's been extremely helpful. But as soon as we pay something down, then we kind of see another one another bill that's come up. So we did receive a fairly large bill from ASCAP for all of the stations. So we will be calling them and making some payments on that. We've also been working with Allegiance, our software company that handles our donor management software, and we're starting to pay down some of that as well. So we're excited about being able to make great deals with our vendors and having open conversations and paying some of that down. As far as the loans, we are still working with the Department of Treasury and the Small Business Association for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan that we have. And so we are working with them to try to remove the lien for the Los Angeles property. And then we're also still continuing to work with FJC revising the terms of that loan as well. Because that's taking a little bit longer than anticipated, we have the brokers, the buyers of the Los Angeles building and ourselves have negotiated another extension to the close of escrow, and right now it's been extended to June 8th. We are still broadcasting from the new location, the temporary location, KPFK, in Glendale, and so there's of course some little hiccups here and there, but everybody's working extremely well to make that work. And we also added another larger space, as I said last time, on the same floor for additional storage, so we don't have to have any storage spaces for the station as we move from the temporary location. It's less expensive to just rent another space in the building than it is to have a storage facility. And we're also going to be using that larger space as additional workspace, office space for the archives, and also membership. Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, I do.
This is Jim.
Okay, so what I've got is I've got Serene, Myla, and Jim. Serene.
Okay, so thanks, Stephanie. I've not read the report because I wasn't we're already in meeting time. But why is escrow closing on a weekend? Is that normal in L.A.? Because we use weekdays here in New York for things. You did say the 8th, right?
That was the date that was given, so it might possibly be the 6th. I'll have to look at the escrow extension. It might easily have been the 6th. I have a child whose birthday is the 8th, so when I think of June, the first number that pops into my head is 8. But it easily could be the 6th.
Second question. Sorry,
go ahead. Yes.
Okay, so you were waiting until the escrow closed to hire the national election supervisor, and that position was supposed to have been filled in March. Nominations open on June 1st. What's the plan?
We're going to have an update about that, Serene, in executive session because it's a contractual matter.
I'm sorry. Please allow She's allowed the ED to speak for herself. If she thinks it can't be said openly, she'll say, wait, I'll get to it.
Stephanie, will you address it?
We will be discussing that in closed session because it is dealing with a contract and we don't want to discuss that in open.
Thank you.
Serene, do you have more questions?
Please don't.
Okay,
so...
Point of order. No,
Serene,
point of order.
What's your point?
That smart-ass comment that you just allowed without a blink, but when I speak, regardless of what it is, you have a problem, that's improper.
So I don't know who made that smart-ass comment. I think it may have been Fred.
No, it was not.
Okay, whoever made the smart-ass comment, please don't do it. Please don't do it. Okay.
Your problem.
The permanent double
was
standard.
I making food?
So listen, oh, everyone.
Please, Tom. I'm trying to figure out what's
Avelia, please mute if you're not speak. If you're not Avelia, I think that, yeah. Okay, great. Paul, are you also on the staff?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
It's 10 o'clock.
Go ahead. Can I speak now?
Yes, but we're at 10 o'clock, so you're the last person to
speak. Real quick.
Oh, point of order. Point of order.
Yes?
Yes.
What's your point?
My point is that, Madam Chair, you, and this is for the stream, your comment earlier about the selection process for the Strategic Planning Committee, you basically violated Article 8 of the bylaws, other committees of the Board of Directors. I would suggest that you read that, and I want the stream to know
that has been violated by the chair tonight, Article 8, other committees of
that's
the Board of
not
Directors.
A point of information.
And that includes, no, it's a point
not
of order.
Point of
it's a point of order.
I note your point of order, and we will include it in the minutes. Thank you, Jim. Okay, so, Paul, did you have a question for the ED?
A real quick one, because the same thing going back to the extended close to 6-6 or 6-8 or whichever day, birthday or whatever. It's our birthday, right? Extended close. There was a slight... I'm sensitive to things like that. I sense a slight twinge there. This has been going on for a while now. Is this becoming a problem, removing these liens and getting this? Is this, you know, as easy as it seemed it might be at the beginning?
It's not as easy as it seemed to be in the beginning. We're still making progress, but there's so many little, we'll send something one place and then we'll get a little tweak coming back and then we'll get another tweak going back. So it is taking longer than anticipated. Every conversation that we're having regarding the liens and the extension of the close of escrow, we're having with the buyers of the building, the potential buyers of the building, I call them potential because it's not closed yet, with their attorneys and with the brokers. So it's a complete open communication, and this past extension actually did not come from us, but that came from a recommendation from the brokers and the buyers, their attorney, because they wanted to give us more time so we didn't feel so pressed, because we are working with the Department of Treasury, and it's not as fast as one would hope it would be.
I would have expected that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we are at time certain, adopted in our amended budget, to go into closed session. Is there a motion to go into closed session?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Fred says so moved.
Fred Dosworth moves to go into closed session. Is there a second?
Zach seconds.
Zach Colbert seconds. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we're going into closed session.
Got his hand up.
And let's give ourselves 5 minutes.